the West Coast is getting battered. The East Coast is getting battered. I mean, it's unbelievable. Storms in Atlantic Canada, in some parts of Atlantic Canada, they could get a foot of rain, 300 milliliters. We've already heard about the atmospheric river in British Columbia that has absolutely crushed the interior, places like Abbotsford. Just absolutely crushed. And guess what? There's more storms coming. And the public safety minister for BC, Mike Farnworth, says rain will impact already soaked lands. It's already challenging. Even though the dike system around Abbotsford has been repaired, they got to prepare and listen to what's coming.
We all need to pay close attention to the experts as the forecasts for these will get more accurate the closer we get to these events.
And if you listen to the folks there, the individuals like Tiffany DeLue, her in-laws won't even see their property for a few weeks, and it's basically destroyed.
Last week was heartbreaking to watch. A lot of things get destroyed. They have two homes on the properties, multiple businesses, livelihoods, and right now that's all, I think right now under 4 feet of water, but it got up to almost 6 feet at some point. So it's been devastating, but thankfully the water is going down now.
Can you imagine 6 feet of water? So there's obviously a state of emergency. I want to bring in the Abbotsford mayor, Henry Braun, who's Mayor Braun, I don't know how you're still standing. You must be exhausted. The community has been fighting for its survival. Can you give us a sense of what's going on? Like, paint a picture of your community right now, Mayor.
Well, I'm so proud of how our community has come together. I mean, it's unbelievable. I sometimes can't put into words what I feel. But we, a week ago, I felt like I was just, my nose was above the water. I would say now it's down to my neck. So I feel much better for our community. The dikes are, they will be up to where they were by tonight. And we are ready as we can be for what's coming at us. And I am confident that things will hold and we'll get through this next
week. What is coming at you?
Well, there's three weather systems coming at us over the next 8 days, or three bullets, and I'm hoping we can dodge them all.
Like, now, one thing people here and across the country may not appreciate is a lot of the water is coming from the U.S., like the Nooksack River, right, from the U.S., and it's overflowing and it's flooding in towards the plains around your place.
Correct. The last time that happened was 1990, at least, but that was only a 1-in-35-year storm. This, I'm told, is a 1-in-a-century storm. So we've had way more water come across the U.S. border. It stopped now. It stopped yesterday morning. But that is what I'm more concerned with than anything else. The drainage system that is in place there, and it's complex, works as long as our dikes hold. The reason our dike didn't hold and breached in actually four places, but two big breaches, is because we were taking on about 25% of the Nooksack River, which was running straight into the west end of Sumas Prairie coming across their border.
Which is an old lake. Like, just so people know, Sumas Prairie used to be a lake. It was drained to become farmland, but basically the water's like coming home.
Correct. And that bowl filled, and it will take, we're talking many days, before we can actually pump that lake out. And, of course, more water is coming in from the rain events that are coming. So we're going to be at this for a couple of weeks yet before we get out of the woods here.
And you got, as you say, three bullets coming, and these are storms. Can you give us an assessment of so far the damage? Because I tell you, Mayor, when we look at the pictures, those aerial shots of Abbotsford, aerial shots of some of the communities around there, Agassiz and others, it's like they're underwater. I mean, it's they're gone. Yeah. Give us a sense of the damage.
Well, I don't know how much. We haven't assessed this. We are still focused on the flood event and trying to get people and inspecting bridges. We've got 40 bridges in there, hundreds and hundreds of culverts and roads that have been scoured out and some washed out, to try to get the farmers back onto their property because they want to get back to their farms at the western side of the Sumas Prairie. So there is just, we're talking, I think, billions of dollars of damage.
Billions of dollars. The dollar figure pales in comparison to the human cost here in the sense livelihoods. People who, these are generational farmers.
Some of them up to that I know personally are fourth generation
farmers. Man.
And I am a farmer to some degree. I have some purebred Hereford breeding stock. So I I've lived on a farm for the last 25 years after I retired from the rail business. My heart breaks for them because I know what they're going through. And not just dairy, there's poultry and blueberries that are underwater, 1,200 acres, and those plants are probably they're probably dead because they cannot after 4 or 5 days they're finished.
They're rotten. They're done. And then I've heard the drowned cattle, this is gotta say it must be hard to see.
Oh, it is. It's heartbreaking, and I know I broke down once or twice, and it's
because
I know what they're going through.
Yeah.
Their livelihoods have just gone down the drain, and some of them, you know, they may reflect later and not or change their mind, but some of them said, you know, they can't do this again. And so my heart breaks for them, yeah.
Well, and you say they're four-generation farmers, and here's here's what's scary, Mayor, and I'm speaking to Abbotsford Mayor Henry Braun, who's tireless, and let me just say, the community support, the resiliency, the positive attitude has been nothing short of inspirational. So let me just lay it out there. The whole country is absolutely shocked at how incredibly resilient, powerful, and strong and optimistic you and all your community is. So I just want to lay it out there if it means anything. But
yeah, well, I appreciate it, but it's not me. I've got a great team behind me. I wish everybody could see what I feel and see and experience, because they're the ones that are doing all this yeoman's work. Task Force One is on the ground here.
Yeah. You know, and the military, how is it working with the military?
It's great. They're helping us. I think the last I heard there was 120. I'm actually going out to Matsqui Prairie, which is our other prairie, which has also got flooding, and they're building sandbagging the levees or the berms, actually. They're not even levees that were out there. They've been washed away, but they've been fantastic. You know, the federal government, the provincial government, I have so many cell phone personal numbers now from everybody. They've told me phone day or night, and I've taken some of them up on their offers, and it's just great to work with. But it's an all-team effort here. It's not just me.
But scary thought, it's not once in a century. That's the worry, right, Mayor? And I guess you got to talk to farmers who said, you know what, if this is a once-in-a-century flood, we'll hang in there. But if the reality is 130 days ago, Lytton, B.C. burnt down, and then 130 days later, things are floating away, people are thinking, I can't do this because it could once in a century could come once every 4 years now.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. These are old dikes. We have been pounding the tabletop for 30 years to get these dikes rebuilt. And we have warned done our own studies and warned that these dikes we're going to get a storm that's going to break. The latest one we did was in December last year, and here we are. Those dikes, to replace them is $1 billion just for the dikes.
We got to help your community. Like, I just think there's folks, listen to Mayor Braun. Mayor Braun, let's just stay in touch. I want to thank you. I want to thank your community. Stay in there. The whole country's watching. Abbotsford Mayor Henry Braun, they got three bullets ahead. They got to dodge those, but we got to help these folks.